I start today a teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. I have not done such a teaching on social media, I think, ever. Well, you know, just one-on-one, you and I. So I want you to get ready, because I really believe the Lord is going to rekindle, re-energize the gifts in your life. You know, Paul said to Timothy, he said, stir the gifts. Why do we need to stir the gifts? Well, because every so often I think we forget what God has really given us. So it's time to stir up the gifts. I want you to take a pen and a piece of paper and write down what I'm going to say to you. I know you can rewatch this and all that, but it's good to write things down sometimes. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to show us in this blessed teaching. I give you praise. And God's people said, amen. I enjoy coming to you every day live. So let's begin. It says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So the church profits when the gifts are in operation. Your life profits when the gifts are in operation. And here are the gifts. Let's begin reading at verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same blessed Holy Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and that wonderful selfsame Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, to remember the gifts, you need to kind of divide them into three parts. So, let's kind of do something I think really exciting. Let's put them under headlines. Let's call them revelation gifts. Another headline, vocal gifts. Another headline, power gifts. So this is the way, if you want to remember what the gifts are, you go revelation gifts, vocal gifts, power gifts. Then I get it in my head. That's why I said to you, write it down, because it's easier sometimes. You know, you remember things better. So, revelation gifts, vocal gifts, power gifts. Let's begin with the revelation gifts. Now, Paul gave us, in beginning at verse 8, you know, he said now, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and so on and so forth. But it's harder, I think, to remember the gifts by trying to remember what is written in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 to verse 10, in that order, even though that is the right order. I think it is also simpler for us to remember them better if we put them under headlines. I did that years and years ago. It really, really helped me when I said, okay, what are the revelation gifts? Well, the revelation gifts are three: the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. These are revelation gifts. Now, if you look at the word, you know, he has discerning of spirits later in verse 10. So I thought, you know what, it's a good idea to just put them together. The revelation gifts are quite simple: word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. What are the vocal gifts? Things I speak. Well, we all know the gift of tongues and the gift of the interpretation of tongues and prophecy. So you got revelation gifts, vocal gifts. So simple. Revelation gifts, vocal gifts. And then you have the third group, power gifts. What are power gifts? Faith, gifts of healing, miracles. So when you divide them like that, it makes it simple to remember them. So the power gifts, again, are faith. So faith is not a revelation gift. Faith is a power gift. Faith is not a vocal gift, it's a power gift. See? Or healings, power gifts, miracles, power gifts. So these gifts, all these gifts, are given by the Holy Spirit for the edifying of the church. So we really need them because we need to be edified quite often, to be honest with you. In verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 14, it says, "Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church." So all the gifts in my life and your life have one purpose, to edify. Edify people. Not only am I and you, edified and strengthened, but the church is strengthened. And I think today we need to bring this teaching back to the church because you don't hear much about it. You know? So think about that 2,000 years ago, Paul tells Timothy, stir up the gift. And he was probably, saying that to him after a short time where Timothy had just received the gifts of the Spirit. Here we're talking a long time. Paul was alive. Timothy was alive. Paul had laid hands on him. The elders laid hands on him. He received the gifts of the Spirit. And probably a few years later, not long, Paul said, stir him up. Now you think about it, nobody has told us to stir him up in 2,000 years. So we need to be told that regularly because the gifts of the Spirit need to be stirred up. And how do we do that? Well, by reminding people they exist. And by reminding people how much it cost the Lord to give them to us. So think about that. He descended and then he ascended. He rose from the dead and gave gifts unto man. That's so precious to me, that the Lord would give us the gifts of the Spirit. So, they are tools that bring us into maturity, because it says edifying, They are the credentials of us believers. Like, when you don't feel like God is there, we all have moments where we feel like, have I done something wrong? What's going on with my life? All that. And sometimes when we allow the gifts to operate, the power of God returns. Something happens in our hearts. And we literally begin to live in a different dimension because we stirred up the gifts. God wants us to do that. So, these signs, Mark 16, 17 through 20, these signs shall follow them that believe. So these are the things that follow our life because we do believe, we are believers. And they belong to every one of us. And think about the impact. Now, people have said, can you have all the gifts? Of course you can, because Paul had all the gifts. And they'll disagree, say, Paul, said such and such. No, listen. Paul the apostle had every gift of the Spirit. And if he did, why shouldn't we? So, because some say, somebody here has the word of wisdom, but they don't have this. They have one other gift, but they don't have that. So God divides the gifts among all his people. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that we all can receive all the gifts of the Spirit. In verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says, "Even so ye, as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel." He said, you can seek them all. You can receive them all. So And I'll explain, maybe I'll do it more tomorrow, because there's a lot to talk about today. What is every gift? Like, what does it do? So, but let's look at the fact that Paul had all the gifts. Write this down. This is really good. 2 Peter 3:15. Paul had the word of wisdom. In fact, because Peter says it, you know what? Maybe it's good for me to read those for you. I know it may take a little bit longer, but it's okay. You know, I think it's good to just read as many as I can. 2 Peter 3:15 talks about the fact that Paul had wisdom. It says, an account of the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also had according to the wisdom given unto him. So he had the word of wisdom. He also had the word of knowledge. Now this is very, you know, interesting to me. In Acts 13 and in verse 10, Paul the Apostle, you know, it's really quite amazing to me that sometimes, you know, when someone is casting out a demon, the word of knowledge is a must. Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing, and you don't know why you're doing it. So, and he said, now this is verse 10 and 11, and he said, O full of all subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Because this was someone going around trying to stop him from preaching the gospel. And by the Spirit, he knew that was a demon in that guy. And he said, blindness, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and thou wilt be blind. So blindness will come on you for a season. And immediately, it says a mist fell on that fellow. And then he had discerning of spirits. Boy, that's a powerful one. In Acts 16, verse 16 to 18, it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shows the way of salvation. Here is this lady going around speaking truth. But Paul knew it was a demon. He had the discerning of spirits, because it says in verse 18, and this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in Jesus' name, come out of her. But she's going around though saying, these are servants of God, which show us the way of salvation. So think about someone telling the truth about you. But Paul, by the Spirit, knew it was a devil talking. Now sadly, you know, if this happened today in some circles, they'd probably hire that person on staff. I'm sorry to be so funny. Because they were promoting them. But, you know, these are the people who are preaching the gospel, showing us the way of salvation. And Paul says, you devil, come out of her. Come out of her. Rather than, amen, brother, or amen, sister. He didn't say that. He said, come out of her. Wow, what a way to discern what's in there, you know. So this is in Acts 16, and all. And he spoke in tongues, because it says in 1 Corinthians, you know, and I think it's good, you know, that I was just going to give you the scriptures, but I think it's good for me to just read them, even though it may take longer. It doesn't matter. We'll just continue tomorrow. He said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. So he did speak with tongues. He had the interpretation of tongues, because in the same chapter, 14, verse 13, he says, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Well, why would he say that if he didn't experience that himself, that prayer will bring interpretation? So Paul must have experienced interpretation by prayer. You know, often when I pray in tongues, God gives me the interpretation right afterwards on what I said to the Lord, and I repeat it in English. It's very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. But anyways, He also prophesied, Paul, I mean. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6, it says, "Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking in tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying?" Meaning that he did prophesy, otherwise he wouldn't write that. So here he had the gift of prophecy. Think about the gift of faith. He had the gift of faith because he said in 1 Corinthians 13, 2, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I can remove mountains." And finally, we all know that God gifted him with the gift of miracles, because in Acts 20, you know, he healed that man. If you recall, in verse 9, it talks about that, what it says, "And there sat in a window a certain young man, Eutychus, and he fell asleep, and he fell down from that building that was, you know, probably at 3 or 4 floors, and he fell down, and he was dead. He died. Paul, you know, preached so long that the poor fellow had to, you know, fell asleep and ended up falling and had to be carried back up. But so he raised him from the dead. That's not a healing. That's a miracle. So he also had the gift of healing, because in Acts 14, I should have given you this first, but anyways, in Acts 14 verse 8 and verse 9 and 10, we see where he had the gift of healing, the gifts of healing, I should say. So that's Acts 14 verse 8 verse 9, and it says, "There sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb. And the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand on your feet." So here are all the 9 gifts in his life. So nobody can say Paul, didn't have all the gifts. And nobody can say we cannot have them all. So the Word of God tells us that we must not be ignorant of the gifts. We must not lack the knowledge of the gifts of the Spirit. Because I think the only reason people don't really have the gifts is they just don't understand them. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." It's time to be educated about the gifts, that God wants you to have them. And that's why today I'm teaching. So we're commanded to continually stir them up. And I told you that earlier in 2 Timothy. So you and I have got to understand the importance of stirring those precious gifts God gives us. And it has to be done all the time. Wherefore, 2 Timothy 1:6, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." And somehow, I guess, Timothy was a little timid. And so Paul said, "God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, sound mind. And don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." So he was to preach the gospel and show the power of God. In fact, the Bible tells us to seek the best gifts. Like, you know, go for ones that really can affect people's lives. And a lot of what's happening today, you know, out there, it's not really, I think, not in every circle, please don't misunderstand me, but I think in some circles, it's not of the Lord. I think there's a lot of psychic stuff going on out there. I think there's a lot of things that are not of the Holy Spirit, that people, because of they're not fully aware, or they don't fully know the Bible, you know, will go for it. Even unbelievers go to get a word, you know. And that's actually happened. Believe me, it happens all the time. Where unbelievers hear that someone, you know, is prophetic and can give detailed information, and they'll go to that meeting so they can hear something about their own life. It's like going to a fortune teller, you know. So we got to be careful. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are very holy, very precious, and they're to be coveted for the edifying of the church. But we have to understand what are they. So I'm out of time. Tomorrow I'll begin by breaking them down. We're going to begin with the word of wisdom and explain the word of wisdom. Then we're going to go to the word of knowledge, explain the word of knowledge. And then I'm going to talk about the discerning of spirits, and I'm going to also explain that all tomorrow. And then we're going to continue all week. Make sure you tell your friends I'm teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. Wonderful Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us today, Lord. I pray you'll bless your wonderful people today in a mighty way. And Lord, I stretch my hands towards them, and I pray every gift will be energized. Empower them today in Jesus' wonderful name. For your glory and God's people said, amen and amen. You know, I come every day with you for just a few minutes, just to keep you in touch with the Lord and receive His word, even if it's just 20-something minutes every day. It's important, you know. Thank you for joining me. I mean that. Thank you from all my heart. And now it's time to give to the Lord's work. It's time to honor Him. As the Word of God says in Proverbs 3, honor the Lord. Oh, how wonderful it is to honor the Lord. You know, when I met with King Hussein of Jordan years ago, I asked a man, Akil Biltaji, who actually just passed away a few days ago. I just got a text from my brother Chris. Dear Akil, you know. And he took me shopping before I met King Hussein. He was friends with the king, and he was one of the main people in the Jordanian government. At that time, he was the Minister of Tourism. And he said, what gift are you bringing my king? I said, well, what does he like? He said, he likes Mont Blanc pens. Went to a store, and I saw a Mont Blanc pen for about, I don't know, $2,500. I thought it was plenty to buy a king a pen worth $2,500. And Akil got really upset with me. He said, you can't give the king this pen. I said, why not? He said, it's cheap. I said, it's cheap. It's $2,500 for this pen. He said, you need to honor the king today. I said, well, I mean, you know, isn't this enough to honor him? He said, no. He said, that'll be an insult. I said, wow. So he looks at the guy behind the counter. He says, what's the most expensive pen you have in the store? He had one gold pen, Mont Blanc, you know, in the safe. He brings it out. He puts it on the counter. And my heart starts beating, oh, no, you know, how much will I pay for this? And I said, how much will, you know, does it cost? He says, $25,000. I almost fell on the floor. And I was really upset with Akil. And he said, well, give him your credit card. He was quite a pushy guy, you know, in a respectful way. I mean, you know. He said, give him your credit card now. And I was so upset that day. I was just really angry. So I give the guy my credit card. I walk into the palace, still all upset about having to pay that kind of money for the pen to give to the king. When I gave King Hussein that pen, the smile that came on his face was so big. And that's when I said to the king, I said, will you let me preach the gospel in your country? And he did. I was the first man ever to have a crusade. We could not call it a crusade, okay? A big meeting at the Palace of Culture in Amman, Jordan. And the king gave me his soldiers to protect me because of a gift, if you can believe it. So, you know, honor the Lord with your substance. Think about it. When I honored that king of Jordan, King Hussein, God opened doors for me. Wow. Think what happens when we honor the Lord with our substance, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So honor Him today with your substance and watch what He'll give you back. Watch the amazing blessings that will flow because of it. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. So will your barns be filled with plenty. Your presses will burst out with new wine. All right, you can sow right there on the platform you're watching me on. You can give it to Binyan Ministries. Just go where it says donate. And or just simply text it. BHM 45777. Much love. I'll see you tomorrow. Great week all this week. The gifts of the Spirit. Bye-bye.